This is your Glacier Markets Farm report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 332 for Thursday, April 3rd. I'm Adam Pelagiotti. The ICE futures canola market gained strength in nearby contracts after Canada avoided additional levies under U.S. President Donald Trump's new tariff scheme announced on Wednesday. Global markets saw major sell-offs, with European rapeseed, Chicago soybean, and Malaysian palm oil sharply lower. Crude oil lost more than $4 U.S. per barrel. Canola's gains were limited by the Canadian dollar, which rose more than 1 U.S. cent compared to Wednesday's close. The May canola contract was up $9.40 per ton at $635.90. In the U.S., corn and wheat were steady, while soybeans showed double-digit losses. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported 1.173 million tons of 2024-25 U.S. corn sold for export during the week ended March 27th, up 13% from the previous week. Mexico, which was also largely exempt from additional U.S. tariffs like Canada, was the second largest customer behind South Korea. In addition, a larger-than-expected 165,000 tons of 2025-26 U.S. corn were sold to Japan. The U.S. Census reported February corn exports at 6.03 million tons, down 2.1% from January and up 12.3% from February last year. Hot and dry weather persists in southern Brazil, while planting in the southeastern U.S. corn belt will be delayed due to heavy rains. The May corn contract was unchanged at $4.58 U.S. per bushel. 410,200 tons of old crop U.S. soybeans were sold for export last week, up 21% from the week before. Sales of 3,300 tons of new crop soybeans were also reported, mostly to Japan. A marketing year low of 93,500 tons of old crop U.S. soy meal were sold for export, down 44% from the previous week and below trade expectations. There were also 13,800 tons of old crop soy oil sold, down 69% from the previous week, as well as 9,100 tons of new crop soy oil to Mexico. The U.S. exported 3.07 million tons of soybeans in February, down 41% from January and down 42% from February of last year. 1.125 million tons of soy meal and 136,250 tons of soy oil were also exported. The May soybean contract was down 18 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.12. 340,000 tons of old crop U.S. wheat were sold for export, well above the previous week's total and just above the higher end of trade expectations. Also, 95,200 tons of new crop wheat were also sold for export. The Northern Delta and the Ohio River Valley will see between 200 to 300 millimeters of rain from now until Sunday. The U.S. exported 1.765 million tons of wheat in February, 34% above January, but down 4.5% from last year. The May Chicago wheat contract was down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.36. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $5.69. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract was unchanged at $5.93 U.S. per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, April 3rd. In Winnipeg from MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelagiotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.